Okay, so we know Chukas HaPara. Zois Chukas HaTorah, Paraduma. Rashi says, seemingly there's no time for this mitzvah. Yet later, Rashi says, according to Moshe Darshan, that the reason behind Paraduma is that if the child makes a spill, Tavoy Imoy Iskanach Tzayaspina. Let the mother come and clean it up. So there's a kesher between Paraduma and the Chet Oigel. The Eagle is a young calf. And the Paraduma is in a keva, it's a mother. So let this mother, this Paraduma, come and to clean up the mess of the Chet HaEgel. That's how Chazal understand it. So let's try to understand B'siyata D'Shmaya, this Indian. Of course, it seems like it's a metaphor, but in Primus, there's much more to it, and there's an actual Tava Im or Skanach Tzayas B'na. So to understand Mitz Hashem, this Indian of Paraduma, it's a very interesting Zohar Kaddish. Zohar Kaddish tells a story about Rebbe Abba, who met a Yid who was about Tshuva. I'm not going to go into the whole story. And this Yid, he serves a meal to Rebbe Abba, and they get into a discussion, to which he tells Rebbe Abba that this calf was born from a Parduma. And so Rebbe Abba says to him, so what's the name of this Parduma? Very interesting question. So he says, I don't know, I never thought to give it a name. So Rabbi says, you should name this Paraduma Bas Sheva, the mother of Shlomo. And he says, this Yid says that at the time he laughed, because he didn't really know much about Pnimi Satara, but later on, as he got older, he realized the secret of what Rabbi Abba meant. And he explains as follows, and it's really the Medrash says the same thing, because everything which has to do with Paraduma comes with the number 7. Says the word para 7 times in the parasha Paraduma, says the word sreifa 7 times, the word hazah 7 times, kibbo 7 times, or different forms of these words. Ayin v'mefarshim to see exactly how that is. Says the word tami 7 times, the word torah 7 times, kohanim is mentioned 7 times, really it's 5 times, Moshe and Aaron are mashlam at the 7. So he said, I see from here the secret of why the Paraduma should be called Bat Sheva. Understand, just because number 7 is wild, doesn't mean that's going to suffice. And from the Zohar Kaddish, it's called Bat Sheva. Also, why does he say the name is Bat Sheva, the mother of Shlomo? Could it be called Bat Sheva, but the mother of Shlomo? So to understand this, we have to understand Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech, of course, he built the Beis HaMikdash. It took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, on the day of the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, the Navi tells the story, and Chazal go into detail, that he showed up late. He was supposed to bring the Korban HaTamid Bismanai. Everybody's waiting, getting close to the last time to bring it. And nobody wants to go in, chutzpah, to walk into the chambers of the king. So who are they going to send in? So we're going to send in Bat Sheva. Bat Sheva goes in, and she gives him a big teichecha. And Chazal based this teichah on the pasuk in the very last parak of Mishlei, where the pasuk says, "Masa asher yisarti imai." The masa, like the words of teichah, which the mother of Shlomo, that she let him have it, basically. So what's this all about? What this is all about is very similar to what we see elsewhere. Another example of this. And this is really the Shirish. At the Chet HaEgel, there was a spill. That was the Chet HaEgel. But Tava Imo is Kanach Tzayas Bina. What was the big pagam of the Chet HaEgel? There was a Matan Torah. But there was a kilkul of Matan Torah because of the Chet HaEgel. And so to hear, when it came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was like Matan Torah. Like the Mass Mishnah in Tain. It says, B'yoyim Chasuna Soi, Zem Matan Torah. And in the same way there was a pagam on the day, so to speak, in the moment of the Matan Torah, that there was a Chet HaEgel, so too on the very day of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, there was the pagam, and that Shlomo stepped in, and there was no Hakarvas HaTamid Bizmanai. And so just like Bat Sheva, the mother of Shlomo came in, and she gave him Teichecha, that's why the Paraduba is called Bat Sheva, because it comes and it makes a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. There's a correlation between the two. Now, the roots of this go back to the Chet of Adam HaRishon, believe it or not. Because Adam HaRishon was Chet on the day that he was created. Big simcha on that day. Biggest simcha that there ever was. Yisbuchu Hashemayim v'slagel la'aretz, shlemus of the completion of the Bria. The very day that he's created is the very day that he's chayte. And the Medrash says, you know, the Gemara tells us that there are four different opinions as to what the pre was for the chayte of the Eitz Hadas. One sheet that holds it was a te'ina. Vayisperu alei sa'ina. So the Medrash says, what's the nature of this te'ina? So the Medrash is, it's called Bras Sheva, because it brought 7 days of Avelis to the world. To which the Madnas Kuna says, the real gis is Bat Sheva. The te'ina is called Bat Sheva. It means that the chait of Adam Arishon is associated with Bat Sheva. Once again, even that chait is called Bat Sheva. But of course, this leads us to understand that there's a correlation between the chait of Adam Arishon with Bat Sheva and the chait of Dovan HaMelech with Bat Sheva. Because there's two lashonos in the Gemara, whether or not David HaMelech actually did a chait with Bathsheba while she was still married to Uriah or not. But the Gemara says a straight-out statement, David HaMelech didn't do any chait. There's no chait with Bathsheba. Now, how that is, because the Shechinah was with him, but he didn't do any chait. But Lamaisa, there's something called the chait of David with Bathsheba. But that goes back to Adam HaRishon and Bathsheba, because we know David just had the years, the 70 years of Adam HaRishon. So really, David HaMelech's chait is kosher to the chait of Adam HaRishon, which is also called Bat Sheva. Now, if we go along this path, we see that Dovid HaMelech was chayte with Bat Sheva. And Shlomo also did the same mistakes with women that were forbidden to him. That's what he was involved in with Bas Par, which is why he didn't show up on time. So in his mind, he was acting like Dovid HaMelech. He was being Isaac and taking women which were forbidden to him, and that's called Bat Sheva. And he was doing the same exact thing. Yet he's held accountable for that. And David HaMelech is not. And we find again, at the end of Parshas Balak, and this really kind of sheds light on why Chukas Balak are together. I mean, you don't just mix Shidduchim with Parshas for no reason, right? If Chukas Balak are joined together, it's because there's something very Chukastic about Balak. That there's Paraduma, also in the Parshas Balak, and we find that in many ways. That at the end of the Parshas, we see how that is, at least one instance. Because Zimri takes Kazbi, and he says to Maisha Beno, is this Mutter Aser? Moshe says, Aser. He says, well, if it's Aser, then what about you? You took Bas Yisra. So she's a Midianite woman, and this is a Midianite. So why for you is a mother, and for me it's Aser? Moshe has no response. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a response? Of course, Moshe had a good answer. It can't just be because it was quite a Matar Nachman Torah, because that would have been a very obvious answer. And Zimri wouldn't have even had a Kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is Paraduma. That's the answer. Because it says in Pasuk, V'yikho Elecha Paraduma. Moshe was given Paraduma. Elecha. And David HaMelech was also given Paraduma, because we find in the Medrash many times. David HaMelech, he davened very much to know the inyan of Paraduma. It says in the Medrash, he toivu meitiv, lamdeni chukecha, David HaMelech says. And the Medrash says, divrei Torah tzrichim limud, kol shekein chukas parah, sheish b'halachas amukos, which is matarat meim, matamit laharim. David HaMelech davened to know the chuk, the chayk of parah. And again, on the pasuk of, yihi libi samim b'chukecha, says in Shema Yisrael, but perak yutas. So David HaMelech wants to know it. And we find that B'kish Kohelis Yis K'Moshe. Shlomo wanted to be like Moshe. He wanted to be like his father. They were both Zechet to the sword of Paraduma, but he wasn't. As Chazal say, that Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti Achkama V'Hirachayka Mimeni. I wanted to know the secret of Paraduma, and I didn't know it. It didn't come to me. Like the Rabbi Nuch Bachai says, Rachayka Mimeni is Gematria Paraduma. It was distant from him in the Paraduma. So Shlomo was Isaac in the Indian of taking these wives, just like Moshe did with Tzipora, just like David did with Bathsheba, except they were okay with it, because they understood the secret of Paraduma. But Shlomo HaMelech was not. I mean, merely he was held accountable for that. And this is what David HaMelech says in the very capital, which is capital Nun Aleph, which begins, David HaMelech is asking for tshuva, kasha bo Bathsheba. It says in that capital, techateini be'ezo ve'etar. Purify me with the Ezov. The Ezov is what the ingredients of Paraduma. Ve'etar, and I'll have Tara. Because the tikkun of David HaMelech is totally on the side of Paraduma. What's interesting is that we find something similar, another instance of where a chit is called Bathsheba by Hevel. The Zohar says that Hevel was chayti b'shchinta, because we know that Cain killed Hevel for a reason. I mean, Cain did a big aver in killing Hevel, but Hevel must have done a big aver to be killed. So the Zohar says, what did he do? He says that when his korban was accepted, he looked at the Shechina. And that was the same chait that B'nai Yisrael did by Har Sinai. Nadav and Avihu. It says Vayechzu Salakim Vayevishtu. Vayechzu Vayishtu. And that was the same chait that Yitzchak Avinu did, the Zohar says, on the Akedah. So Hevel was chaiti because he was mistakel b'shechina. And the Zohar calls that the chait of Batsheva. That means that Adam was chaiti with Batsheva, and his son Hevel was chaiti with Batsheva. And what's interesting is that, according to one day of the Medrash, the chait of Hevel took place in Shavuos. So that means that by Matan Torah took place in Shavuos, there was a chait too of Batsheva. And it all ties in very nicely because the day of David HaMelech is the day of Shavuos. And we find even in the Zohar Kaddish that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to give over the Torah to Moshe, Moshe came up to Har Sinai, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Oisek in the Sugi of Paraduma. Not only that, but we find in the Zohar Kaddish that it says about Rashbi, it says, Vadei Pumach Ihi Sinai, your mouth is Sinai, which is Sheva Havolim, which is the seven hevels that, by the way, Shlomo Melech speaks about, Mipumach Deshchinta, which is Shari Alayu De'iu Basheva. That the mouth of Rashbi, which is called Sinai, is also called Basheva. We know the Paraduma was given to Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah. So Paraduma is very much Makusher to the Inyan of Matan Torah, which makes sense, because Paraduma is everything seven. Well, how do you get to Shavuos, which is called seven? You have to count 7 weeks, 7 days. So maybe when you do 7-7, so then you come to Matan Torah. But you see, Paraduma is the secret of Basheva. And so too is Matan Torah. And that's it, the Chait of Hevel, which is also in Shavuos, is in Inyan of Batsheva too. What's interesting is that, if that's the case, there should be an Inyan of Tavoy Imos Kanach Tzayas Bina. Like we said, Shlomo Malach was Chaitei, Sama Meila, Tavoy Imos Kanach Tzayas Bina. That's why Batsheva has to come to reprimand him, because Batsheva is Paraduma. So we find the same thing also by Afa Shal Yitzchak, by the Chait Adi Akedah. By the Akedah, right, Yitzchak was Chayte, he looked at the Shechina Kedosha. And by looking at the Shechina, he was Pargim in the Yinu Bat Sheva. It was a Chayte of Heva. So this, we can explain why it is that Sarah died. Sarah wasn't just that she died. Sarah, the Indian of Sarah dying is that she was Moiser Nefesh for Yitzchak. Since Yitzchak was Pargim, that's the Chayte of the Eagle. So Tova Ima, which is Sarah, Kanach Tzespina. That's why Sarah dies at the Shas Akedah. It's very nice because the eulogy that Avram gave for Sarah, the Medrash says, is Eishes Chayah. Eishes Chayah is the last parak in Mishneh. And the first pasuk in the last parak in Mishneh, which really introduces Eishes Chayah, is the pasuk which we said before, Masa Asher Yisarta Imai. That pasuk of which talks about Batsheva's Teichecha to Shlomo is the pasuk which begins Eishes Chayah. It's very nice because the Medrash begins the whole Indian of Ayucha Yisara with the pasuk Yedeya Hashem Yimei Tamimim. That Hashem knows the days of Tmimim, and Tmimim is a remnant of Paraduma Tmima. That she gave up her life with the Inyan of Tmimas, which is the Inyan of Paraduma Tmima. It's very Meduyak in Rashi there too. Because Rashi there says, Darshan's Sheva Ve'esim, Sheva Ve'esim Umeya, that she had 127 years. Yeah? So Rashi says that that's all that is for Drasha. When she was 20 years old, She was like 20. When she was 20, she was like she was 7. So Rashi says, when she was Esrim, when she was 20 years old, she was Kibas Sheva Binoy. She was as beautiful as a 7-year-old. That's what Rashi says. But you see that Sarah is being called what? A Bas Sheva. Why is she being called a Bas Sheva? Because she is a Bas Sheva. Because the secret of Paraduma is Bas Sheva. And she gave up her life to save Yitzchak. So that's Tava Imus Kanach Tzayas Binoy. We find the same thing also about the Chet HaEgel itself. Where did we find that about the Chet HaEgel? We find that about the Chet HaEgel because one of the very important people by the Chet HaEgel was a man named Chur. Chur gave up his life. And from the Ari HaKadosh and Chazal, it's a big shrach that Chur gave up his life. And there's a kitchuk and Aaron that he should have given up his life too. But Lamaisam, in Chassam Sefer, we see that although there was a big shrach for Chur for doing that, there's also a shtickle tain on Chur. Why? Because until Chur gave up his life, they were only nechshal in the Inyan of Avodah Zarah. But now that Chur was killed, now they're chayv in Metzicha too. So who comes and has to make a kapara for the chait of Chur? Tavayim was kanach tzayas b'na. Who is the mother of Chur? Miriam. And that's pshat in this week's parsha, that it says that what's nismach right next to the Inyan of Paraduma is the Misa of Miriam. To teach you that in the same way kapara comes with Paraduma, Misa tzedikim also mechaperes. So why are you being mekash of the death of Miriam to the Inyan of Paraduma? You could do that with any tzaddik, and even a zachar. But the pshat is that because it's Shaykh to Miriam, she's in the keva, but it's Tavayim, it's Karach Tzach Spinah. The death of Miriam comes to be Machaper on the Chait of Chur, which is the Chait of Chur and the Chet HaEgel, not just for Chur, but of course for the entire Chet HaEgel. So we spoke about Bathsheba, we spoke about Sarah, we spoke about Miriam. I'll just point out also that Sarah and Avram have a kesher in this way, because we've spoken many times that Avram is Indian of Paraduma. He says, Vanechi Afer for Afer, he jumped into the fire. Chazal say that Afer that Avram says about himself, that's where we get Afer Par from. But we find the same thing by Yitzchak too, because Chazal speak about the Afer Shal Yitzchak. Now why is it called Afer Shal Yitzchak? Called Afer Shal because he too was on the fire, and that's like a Paraduma to be Mechaper throughout all generations, they are Kedah's Mechaper. But included in the Afer Shal Yitzchak is also the Afer Shal Sarah. Because she herself too was a Paraduma, just like Yitzchak became Paraduma, so that's one big family of Paradumas. The Hainu, Sarah, Avram, Yitzchak, and probably more with the rest of the family, Yaakov as well. That it is this galus of this Kayach of Paraduma, which is Lechaper, and all the children of the Avos HaKadoshim, the Dari Daras. It happens to be, this would explain why Miriam has another name. She's called in the Torah also Ephras. Ephras is from Lashon Par. Because since she's called Ephras, because she exemplified the meaning of Paraduma. This Akaburchi mentioned this before, that the Misa of Miriam, according to Seder Olam, was on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was also the day of the very first Sreifas Apar. So the Yortzeit of Miriam is the exact same day of the Sreifas Apar. This happens again as well by the Nis of Purim. I won't go into such detail. It's like a drasha in its own right to try to explain how that works. But of course, we know that Purim has been Lashon Parah, and that's why after Purim we read Parshas Parah, Paraduma's Gematria Purim. There's a lot going on with Parah and Paraduma, Metamit Tohirim, Metamit Tmeim, Metahir Tmeim, and Metamit Tohirim, which is the rise of Mordechai and the fall of Haman. There's a lot to say about that. But the moment that Paraduma takes place is when Esther goes in. Because she's Metame herself to Achashverosh. That's her being Metame to Hiram. In order that Klal Yisrael, who were Tmeim, because they sullied themselves in Avodah Zarah and the Sudas Achashverosh, that they should have a Tahar. So she was Metame herself, she's a Tahar, to be Metar B'nai Yisrael, who were Tmeim. And she's Matzich in that. But that happens at the moment that she comes before Achashverosh. And the Pasuk says that Esther Hamalka was a Medes B'chatzer. But he kirois hamelach as Esther Hamalka in medes b'chatzer. So Esther Hamalka in medes b'chatzer is gematria tavay ima eskayach tzayas b'na. That was the moment that she came in and she was able to be poiled in the paradu for Bnei Yisrael. She was willing to be sorry for herself. She was gonna die. She was going to the Kivshan Eish, and in doing so, she was able to secure a tire for Bnei Yisrael. So just b'derech rem, as we had said before, that this goes back to the inyan of Bathsheba. And the inyan of Tavo Imiskanasayach Spina is not just, you know, a nice mushel that let her come in and clean it up. We see from these great Sidkanios that there's actually an inyan of the achrayas that the aim takes for the ben. The Tavo Imiskanasayach Spina. And that, we said, was Merumiz by Bathsheba and the Pasuk, Masa Sheisar to Ima. Yeah, Masa, 341, Mem Sin Aleph, right, is Gematria Paraduma. And we said by Chur too, that Chur went in, it says the Pasuk, Vayiven Mizboyach Lefanav. That's what we darshan, that he was the Mizbeach, that he was on the Mizbeach. But even Mizbeach Lefanav. Mizbeach Lefanav is also Gematria Paradim. Because there too was an Inyan of Paradim. Most importantly, the Inyan of David and Bathsheba, as it relates to Chag HaShavuos. That's really like the source of Paraduma. And the Torah, you could say, is that Inyan called Matan Torah. That was the Hizgalus when Moshe went up. Paraduma, 7 times 7, 7 weeks to get there. That was the day of David HaMelech and the Kapara. Let's say David, Bathsheba, is Gematria, Chag Shavuos.